95.7 The Hog, Morning Hog Happy Hour, and that is Guy. I am Riggs. That means it's time for the Riggs and Guy Brew Review with our friends Josh and Amelia at SR Parrot World Headquarters in Parts Unknown, Florida. What up, friends?
How's it going?
Well, you know, it's fall, and or at least it feels like it. Or, technically, it feels like winter almost because that was all the way down in the 80s recently. So
exactly.
But it's never too cold to not have a icy cold refreshing beverage, and you have provided several of them today. And I don't recognize any of these gentlemen that you brought by
today. None of them,
because they're all new.
I love this. I love an all new brew review with new flavors. All right, and what should we start with?
I think we're going to start with Abita's Giacomo Juicy IPA.
Okay.
Yay!
I like when you throw juicy in, you know you've got fun.
Super crafty people out there may recognize the name Giacomo.
I do.
This was one of the first IPAs that Abita launched into the market back in 2008.
Okay.
So quite some time ago. And they're actually relaunching it with a little bit of a different flavor profile. This is, like I said, a juicy IPA, a New England style pale ale. So it's a little bit hazy, a little bit more of that kind of citrus flavor. 6% alcohol.
Okay.
And like I said, this is brand new to the market. We just got them in this week. So definitely keep an eye out.
This is it's definitely an unfiltered, hazy look. I cannot see Guy through my glass. I'm holding it right to my eye, and I can't see you, Guy.
I like the nose on it. I haven't tasted it yet.
All right, don't pour it in your nose. Pour it in your mouth.
It's double dry hopped. That is delicious.
Thank you. Thank you, Abita. Abita's New Orleans, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Or Louisiana, rather.
Yeah, Louisiana. It's basically all of Louisiana is New Orleans to me.
Exactly.
New Orleans is, as far as I'm concerned, New Orleans is a state.
Fair enough. Mm. A buddy of mine, actually, he tasted this yesterday and said that he tasted liquid pretzel and oranges.
Mm.
Do you guys get that at all?
I get orange. In. I definitely get orange.
I'm imagining stumbling down Bourbon Street, drinking this, and eating pretzels off a string around my neck. Does that count?
Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I actually prefer the flavor of it, thinking about it like that. Liquid pretzels and orange peel?
Yeah.
I think if you wanted to get the pretzel, maybe on the back end as it trails off a little bit, kind of like almost like the dryness of a pretzel. But it's very good. It definitely nails that New England style. Very, once again, juicy.
Yeah.
The only way to really describe that.
Super juicy. It smells amazing. Just as it's described.
There's a cage fighter named Giacomo something. I don't know what his last name is, but his first name's Giacomo. And he always does the robot when he wins fights. So now that I've had a couple sips of this, I'm going to do the robot. Watch me go. Here we go.
Yeah, about that.
Nailing it.
Yeah. Now I'm going to drink.
Send over the tape.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. If only you guys were in the studio right now, you'd be baffled by that. Okay, wow, that is a great flavor. And Abita, again, not afraid to go get a little weird, but this is just a very accessible, juicy IPA.
And straightforward.
Exactly, yeah. It's not overly bitter like some IPAs can be. New England kind of has taken on that. New England style has taken on that less bitter, more citrus. Like I said, it's almost like drinking alcoholic orange juice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's another one. All right. Pretzels, alcohol, well, liquid pretzels and alcoholic orange juice. Think about it. So, all right. Now, and this product is new enough that you can get it everywhere or not quite yet?
Not quite yet. Total Wine, for sure. Keep your eyes out at ABC. It'll be in draft in some areas. But this is a full-time SKU from them. So you'll be seeing out in the market a lot more. Nice. And more often.
You can also go to srprot.com/beerfinder and find all
exactly.
of the beers.
I want to unwrap Christmas presents while drinking this. I'm already putting that down on my things to do list. All right. What is next?
Let's go with Sierra Nevada Dankful IPA.
Oh,
Dankful, huh?
Yeah, Steve's not in the room, right?
Well, no. His body isn't, but his scent is still.
So. I'm already liking the can.
Yeah? What's on the can? Let me see. Hey. All right.
It's simple, but it's art.
Yeah, exactly. And it says generously hoppy.
Sierra Nevada, never afraid to throw some hops in their beer, ever.
No.
Oh, and this one's coming in at 7.4.
7.4?
Yeah, 7.4% alcohol.
Okay.
And,
Oh, my God.
Steve?
Get in here! Never mind.
No, forget it. Forget it. We're not sharing.
He's out there washing windows.
Yeah, it's fine, yeah. Wow, this does have an aroma, doesn't it?
Yeah, so this, actually, remember we the terrapin dancing gummy bear not too long ago that was hemp-infused?
Yes.
This is not hemp-infused. This is just from the types of hops that they're using that gives it that special scent.
Really? Okay. Well, that is surprising that it's not hemp-infused, but it doesn't have, much like that terrapin you referenced, it doesn't have the flavor is not overpowered by the aroma.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, very good. 7.4. It does have a nice bitterness to it. So for you IPA hopheads out there, this would be right up your alley. Very solid.
Yeah, the can says it straightforward. Seriously hoppy.
Okay, I love this, though. I love that. I love that piney.
Generously hoppy.
Piney hop thing. I want to lick a Christmas tree and have this beer at the same time.
Actually, yep. Piney is probably the perfect word for it.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of IPA drinkers are looking for, is that pininess, the bitterness. That hoppy, so this nails it on all fronts for sure.
So you can drink the Giacomo at Christmas, and I'll drink this.
Okay.
You wrap the presents, and I'll forget that I even got them.
Okay, that's fair. I actually am okay with all of that. It's unusual we didn't agree that much. Wow, well, the beer has brought us together in agreement so far. We'll see if it splits us up in the second half. Two more brand new flavors that Josh and Amelia have culled the SR Perot headquarters for and brought to us today. Riggs and Guy Brew Review, round two, coming up next here on The Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.